wrong in this world. Something's not right. Turn on the news, you hear about shootings and massacres, terror attacks. There seems to be no safety anywhere you go, no peace wherever you're in. And to turn to Jesus, that is the answer. But instead, we find that God is blamed for all that's happening, and Jesus is trampled on. We are in a spiritual wilderness. Tell me where in this world I can find love, joy, peace, kindness, and goodness. Where should I go? There's nowhere to go. There's no oasis to rest in. And I impress on you a need of Jesus, to know Jesus and to believe and trust in Him. Because without Him, this world, this wilderness we're in, will just dry us up into carcasses. We are nothing but dry bones. In this world today, what was once called immoral is now seen as moral. What was once rude and indecent is now fashionable. What was once life is now aborted and discarded with no shame, no guilt. This wilderness has dried us up. Can we flee from this wilderness we're in? Jesus was sent to the wilderness. Look at the verses highlighted above. It says, at once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. A wilderness. Wilderness is a wasteland, an inhabitable region. Water is scarce, food is out of reach, just stones, rubble, wild animals. And Jesus was sent to the wilderness. Over here we see it was a physical wilderness, actual wilderness, but he was tempted by Satan. His battles during those 40 days were not just of hunger and the harshness of the surrounding. His battles were greater and very real because of its spiritual nature. For the duration of his 40 days in the wilderness, he was being tempted by Satan. There was no rest, no peace. With the harshness of the wilderness, Satan, his cunning and his cunningness, he saw this an opportune time to try to turn Jesus to rebellion. It was a verse before we see how God was pleased with his son. But now Satan is trying to turn that around. Satan tried to feed Jesus. But in Jesus there was no sin, no selfishness, lust, and pride. So Satan could not entice him. Jesus here battled a powerful force. The pestering of Satan. You know, Satan, the great deceiver, the father of lies. His sole purpose is to lead the world, to lead you into rebellion against God. And in this instance, his sole purpose was to rule over Jesus. Now for 40 days, Satan threw all he had against Jesus. Flattery upon flatteries, insult upon insults, promises of prosperity, allegiance, the world will bow down to you, and pleasure. But Jesus loved his Father, and he was filled with the Spirit. Satan could not break him. Jesus withstood and resisted all the arrows and the fiery darts aimed at him. Now I want us to consider the spiritual wilderness, because in a very real way, we are all in this wilderness. Satan is attacking. Sin is always around us. Our sins have made us citizens of this wilderness. And Satan is the prince, lavishing us in lies and deceit. Think of all the countless philosophies and religions, and even atheism Satan is throwing at us. This is a spiritual wilderness, because living water to fill our hearts cannot be found. The bread of life to feed our souls is hardly heard of. Only worldly pleasures and Satan's snares are on offer. And Satan rules this wilderness, and we are in it. He is the ruler of this world, and many have given into his rule. Sadly, many of you here this morning still haven't realized that you are subjects of Satan's rule. And Satan is very happy and pleased with the lives you're living. You have given into his temptations and received his gifts, and you are comfortably delighting in them. Did you know that Satan loves your sin? Why? Because it keeps you away from God. It keeps you away from looking to Jesus. Satan loves your lies, your gossip. He loves your greed, all your complaining. He loves your foul tongue, your laziness, or your busyness. Satan loves to see you rebel against God, reject him. We heard a story about invitation. People just rejected the invitation, giving excuses. Satan loves that. He loves that we don't know God. He loves our lack of prayer, our unbelief, our lack of love. And he loves that we don't share the gospel of Jesus. And as long as this is your life, this, our lust, our pride, our selfishness will be fed. Satan and his followers and his demons will keep feeding us exactly what we want, because that's what he wants to see. And sadly, we eat straight out of his hand. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." Now, how many of you this morning can stand up with your hand on heart and say, "That is me. I hunger and thirst for righteousness. I hunger to know Jesus." Can you? No, I can't. Instead, I find we hunger and thirst for promotions, to be praised, to be acknowledged by someone. We hunger and thirst for comfort. I want to be comfortable. Once I was asked by a family of an elderly lady if I could cut the grass around her house. And they said that they would pay me a little bit, so I did the job. But I wanted more. I just didn't want to do the job and get a thank you. So I did more than that. I cut the grass, I pruned some shrubs, and I trimmed some hedges. I think I did a great job. Her garden, the front of her house, the back looked completely different. No, and proud of what I did, I went to the door to knock the old lady so she could give me the whatever payment was required, and she said thank you. She didn't even look around. Said thank you, gave me an envelope. And when I opened the envelope, all I found was a £5 note. I really didn't like that. Just thinking, I spent all this time, over 2 hours doing your garden. I even did more than you asked. And this is all I get, a thank you and a £5 note. I was hungry to be acknowledged and praised for what I did. I wanted a bigger reward. And a couple of weeks later, I saw the family of the old lady. But this time, the story was different. They praised me so much for what I did. And of course, you know, as humbly as I could, I accepted their praise. But my head just got bigger and bigger. My pride was being fed over there. And I enjoyed it. Not once did I consider I was able to do that work because of God's grace. But instead, I wanted all the praise. Now that's just one story in my life. What about you? How many times have you wanted all the praise? How many times have you robbed God of all His glory? Now we are in this wilderness of sin, where our selfishness, lust, and pride needs to be fed. And Satan knows exactly what we like to taste. I began this sermon by saying that we need Jesus. And this is why. Only Jesus could and can withstand the pressures of the wilderness and the deceit of Satan. Jesus was sent by the Spirit to the wilderness. He did not have to go, but in obedience, He went. He willingly endured the dryness of the wilderness. He willingly faced the temptations of Satan. Jesus went to the wilderness to show His sinlessness, to show His power to us over sin, temptation, and Satan. He did that to show us that if we are covered in His garments of salvation, we can resist what this world is offering us. But even more, on the cross, Jesus endured so much more. So much more so that we can be freed. And up until recently, I ate of and enjoyed all this wilderness had to offer me. All the deceits of Satan, I lapped it up. He fed me stones disguised as bread, so I ate. He fed me salted water disguised as wine, so I drank. I enjoyed His gifts and flatteries. Unknowingly, I was all dried up in the valleys of this wilderness. But because Jesus had already walked in this wilderness, through the cross, He saw me and lavished me with His love. In my repentance, He watered my dryness with His living water. In my obedience, He feeds me with life. Now in Jesus, this wilderness can no longer dry me up. In Jesus, I'm no longer subject to Satan's rule and his snares and temptations. I can say, in Jesus, I'm now a citizen of heaven. And I'm just passing through this wilderness. Praise God for that. Now, this is what Jesus can do. He can give you life in the wilderness, strength to resist the devil and his fiery darts, Why do you persist in living without Jesus? Why do you accept all that he offers you? Why are you even unaware that it is Satan's doing? It's a sin. Well, if you are citizens of this wilderness, I urge you to call on the name of Jesus so that you may be saved and freed from the bondage of sin and the rule of Satan. No one else will free you. No religions can free you. No gods can free you. No atheism can free you. But I tell you, Jesus can. And he does it in power and might. Desire for your citizenship to be in heaven. And may you be just a passerby in this wilderness. I thank the Lord Jesus that he passed by the wilderness. Now in Jesus, we too can pass by and be more than conquerors in him. We are in such a need of Jesus. Let's turn to him. Amen.